Welcome to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Oh, no way.
So what you been listening to lately, Emmy? I heard a lot about this music y'all listening to.
Oh, that thing that you don't listen to?
I mean, I don't. It's not that I don't listen to music at all. It's just I don't find it calming like you do.
Yeah, so I go through phases where I don't listen to music, like, at all. And then I go through phases where I have to have music, sometimes like the same two or three songs looping all day for several days.
Yeah, and it's the only thing that would drive me nuts.
Think. And then after a while, that music will just become like your background noise because it's in your head all the time.
You see, I hate that. Like, that freaked me out the last time that happened to me when there was just a song in my head that I just couldn't get out.
What? That freaked you out?
Yeah, because I didn't know the song. It was like passing by, I heard like a sound and it was just repeating in my head and I didn't like it. It was more torturous than it was, oh, this is pleasant.
Okay, so that's fair though.
Cheaper thing to think about.
That seems pretty normal that like you get a song that you don't even like stuck in your head just because something about it was catchy. Because it was made that way.
I guess, but so.
For me specifically, especially lately, I've gone back to listening to the classical music. You know, that old 1800s music. Specifically, Claire de Lune. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. That one in particular, it's a very soft and gentle and emotional piece by Debussy, and I don't know if that's how you say his name. It's probably not, but that puts me into a place of serene calmness, and I feel like it genuinely helps me. This sounds like crazy, but it genuinely helps me like regulate my emotions. Like, I listen to it again after a long while of not listening to it, and I literally thought the phrase, I feel like a human again.
Oh my God.
Because I listened to it. It literally brings out some kind of just feeling, some kind of energy inside of me that makes me feel like, oh my God, everything's okay. I'm alive and I'm here and it's okay. I think
you're feeling the intended purpose of the song. Like,
yes.
For me, I've just seen a lot of music bastardized and used in like dystopian ways.
How so?
Like, I feel like classical music is what they use in like every single phone line you call into, or every lobby of every doctor's office, or like
you're talking about
like
that like filler music that they use when you're on hold.
A lot of like classical music has been used for filler music.
That's true.
That's why I just kind of, it can make me kind of anxious just because of how often they're like played and redone and reposted. Like,
would you say it almost fills you with dread more
a little
than
bit.
Like inspiring? Or
yeah, I'm more dreadful about it usually because it's like I've heard it 1,000 times and here it is in like a different way. And the idea that like all that music is just done, it's said and done, the idea. I start thinking about things like that. Like,
oh, you mean like the person who made it?
Yeah, there will never be
done,
like
it's been recorded.
Something else. It's always just going to be this like dreary sounding music to me now. Like nobody is ever going to come around and fix that, basically, because there is no more music from that era discover on the mass scale.
There's still people who write music in those ways, though. It's just not as sought after as when, you know, that was all
there was. I think they just
do
video game music now, like those types of artists. Because the people who are making like mainstream music have lyrics. And I'm not going to lie, I relate to no like lyric music. That's why most of the music I listened to growing up was like Weird Al.
Because Dalton is not a music person. He really just does not listen to music. He doesn't relate. He doesn't like...
It's because most songs are about love or relationships.
There it is,
and the people I've known who are that obsessed with someone have been stalkers or creeps or freaks.
So you're talking about specifically certain love songs and the lyrics you like.
It just,
you're almost too in their position where you're like, oh, this feels wrong.
It feels kind of cringe usually. It's like, oh, you're singing about this. This is weird. Well, that's weird.
It's like a completely foreign way of expression for you, yes. I think. And so it's because it's so raw and it's so intimate and it's so like expressing your feelings in a deep way, even if it's not like a deep song, it's just an extension of you and your feelings. You're almost like, oh God, I didn't want to know this. I didn't want to know this right. about you.
And then there's people who just have like really dumb songs where they're not really about anything.
Like Weird Al, like you were saying, because it's just a parody. It's just silly. It's a dad joke. Weird Al is a dad joke.
Yeah. That's why like a lot of party songs are just silly to me.
Let's get it started. Ha.
It's just like, yeah, that stuff doesn't, like, I don't have any like cringe for that stuff. It's just like, it just is music. That feels
presenting
like
a thing
the modern
that
day
is.
Classical music, because there is no like meaning behind it other than party. Yeah. And it's just like classical music. There's nothing behind it other than I felt this at the time and it felt appropriate to write it down.
I got that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, see, those were definitely people influenced in a different environment than people of classical music. That's why they write the music like that.
There's so many genres.
But you can make the argument that they invoke the same like cultural phenomenon where everyone's like gathering around this music for the same reason. It makes them feel the same thing.
Yeah, music even though there's is
no,
so important
no, like,
for that.
Meaningful lyrics, there's no like meaningful message. In fact, I find a lot of songs with meaningful messages kind of annoying. Like even ones that I agree with where it's like, but it hits them on the nose so hard. It's like, that's kind of cringy to like let out your feelings in a song, even if it's right. It's so
you
annoying.
See, I think this comes into like I feel like I'm going to psychoanalyze you for a second. I feel like that comes from a place because you struggle with expressing yourself. You struggle with like hearing other people's feelings in that way because there's this disconnect for you. And so when somebody is so fully dedicated to expressing this feeling, it like makes you uncomfortable because not even you express like some of the most minor feelings. How could somebody be making a whole song and presenting it to everybody?
It does feel a bit ridiculous when someone makes like a whole song about something that's just silly. Like
that's art too, though.
But
it's
that's
just
why
a form
I
of
find
expression.
The lyrics being nonsense to be more entertaining because it's just not trying to tell that story.
You don't want to be told how to feel. I think you're uncomfortable with feeling other people's emotions when you don't either understand it or you don't feel like you can relate whatsoever.
Yeah, and sometimes classical music can invoke anxiety for that reason. Like, I'm really feeling the emotions that the musician was putting down and it was just sheer panic for some reason. And then it's like, oh God, what's happening? Because a lot of classical music can fit in the background and really set an atmosphere. It's not like it doesn't. It's just I wouldn't find myself sitting down and like listening to it per se. And I would feel just dystopian, like, yeah, I really love the lobby music from my mall.
No, listen, Claire de Lune, that's the one that I will stand on. It feels like falling in love and it feels like peace and it's a little bit sad.
See, I'm sure it does invoke those emotions and maybe even intended to.
Yeah,
I just think modern society has voided reason behind a lot of things that we consume that were big cultural icons for other generations. Where they're just like commodities to us now. They're not even like anything special. So maybe you're having that connection with the original artist that I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like I can close my eyes and I picture myself in a scene. And it's about the moonlight, but like the song itself, the title is about the moonlight. But I see just like a clear blue sky. There's flowers. There's water. There's stuff everywhere. I'm basically, it's a little embarrassing. So that's why I'm stuttering a little because I don't want to like tell people
it's
about
fine.
Like my super happy place.
For me,
my comfort place.
Classical music just makes me think of movies.
And you don't like the movies.
Yeah, I'm not a big movie person, though. It's just because that's what I imagine. It's just you use it in a production. It's an accessory. It's a commodity. It's not a thing that anyone's using to express themselves these days. So it's like it's rare to find somebody who's emotionally connected to a lot of classical music. They're probably a lot more emotionally connected to YouTubers than they are music. Or more modern. I, you know what I'm saying. Like, obviously, there's going to be modern music, too. But
oh,
like,
yeah, there's tons of a different.
I feel like people are more obsessed with people now than they are necessarily the work they do.
That's possible. But I'm sure that there is a lot of people who would jump you for that opinion. Because they're like stans, you know? Especially Oh my God, that just reminded me. I had a dream. I was talking about how much I liked K-pop. What?
Oh my God.
That's weird.
I mean, it's not like they're, not I'm saying they don't have a song that they make that you don't like. I'm just saying the likelihood that you're more obsessed with an individual over a piece of work far more likely.
I get what you're saying. I bet
people who watch this podcast probably are just following it and they're not like, oh man, but I'm just like such a big fan of
every that single video episode.
Game you made, or not video game,
animated video game.
The animation you made. God, we're not. Trust me, that's not happening yet.
Yet.
I don't know. Game development is not like something I'm foreign to. It's just something I've never published. I'll put it that way.
Bones made a bunch of little things. He made a few like playable prototypes.
It's mostly that I just don't have the time to fully like create something in a game environment,
especially because you want to do it all on your own.
I mean, not necessarily.
I mean, aside from me helping, but
it's kind of difficult to juggle all that stuff. And
I know
games are best produced when it's like the timeline is start to finish. It's less about the like, oh, this detail is perfect and I'm going to spend this many months on this. It's more so like, when are you going to start? When are you going to finish? Like, that's the most important thing when it
becomes
it comes to like finishing a game. And that's just not where I'm at.
Plus, you want to learn so many things for it. Like, you were learning music. You were learning. I mean, that just brings it back around to music. And oh, I was like, God. Dalton, you gotta listen to some music to make good music, you know?
I mean, it's not like I have a disconnect with the concept of music. It's just I don't appreciate a lot of music that is made now. Mm-hmm. And the music that was made in the past has been kind of like run over a million times. And that's kind of why I get a little anxious when I listen to it. The idea that the pit is not bottomless.
Yeah, I think you don't know how to feel when you listen to music. Even like, I remember you telling me about listening to, Mario Kart 7? Whichever one came out on the Switch, right? Was it the Switch?
I don't know. Probably not.
Also, is this okay for me to talk about?
I don't know. It depends.
I'm just checking. You were talking about how a lot of the like really grand orchestra music from like Mario Kart, the later
series, it just makes me feel kind of depressed.
Yeah.
Like, it's mostly, it's because it gives you this idea in my head that like, I don't know. There's bigger life that I'm not experiencing. Like, that's the emotion it invokes.
And that's so interesting to me that's how
like,
that makes
my mind
you feel.
Like, if something's really granular, my mind tends to, like, imagine granular things. And it's
granular?
Just like, yeah. Am I saying the wrong word or do I sound weird?
I think granular means a tiny thing. Itty bitty.
I see. Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about something big.
A grand?
Yeah, a grand dealer, like big.
Grand, yeah.
And, it makes me kind of depressed thinking like, oh, wow, like life could be bigger or I'm like missing out on things. I don't know. Like,
I think
FOMO is almost like the emotion it brings out in me. And over nothing. Literally over nothing.
I can understand why you feel that way because it is so like fantastical and great. It's almost like showing you a vision of something that you feel like you can't achieve yourself.
I guess so, yeah. But a lot of people tend to like paint what we go through as like this, I don't know. Like, I've read what people think about our experience in life. And it's just like, no, just general comments over the year. This
ours
is just,
as in you and me?
Like what our life is like. Like, oh, we must have like this and that.
Oh,
and
I see.
We
I
must
see.
Be living this way. And oh, we must have all this. And it's just.
A lot of YouTubers are not living the way that you probably think
yeah,
they are.
Yeah. Like even when we were like more social, the people that we were like friends with were not our friends. They were just people who were really associated with us on social media.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, say it's like,
it depends on certain people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people be like, oh, aren't you friends with these people? It's like,
I don't know them at all. We're mutuals. We're acquainted with each other, but
like,
that's
I can think
it.
Of a ton of people. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just if someone described them as a friend, I would be like, if you told them I said we were friends, that'd be embarrassing. Like that's what I mean when I say that. Like when we're
it's
not friends,
we don't
with
feel
people.
Close to anybody.
Yeah,
really?
And it's we're kind of in our own bubble.
We literally live because we don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, we live our own life. Literally do. We just kind of, if someone comes up or they're in our space, we just associate, and then when they're not, we don't. It's just that's how we are. That's why we don't. I don't know. There's like so many people are surprised that we know too. It's just like what you know them and are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, but that doesn't mean like we talk.
Yeah.
Like maybe we met, maybe we were like near each other physically once.
Right.
I don't know.
We're kind of just doing our own thing. Anyone who thinks
cool,
our life is
but
like,
I don't really care that much.
Grandular. That's kind of why music makes me think the way it does. It's because it really isn't.
You feel small. It's like you feel too small to even be able to listen to it.
Right. That's why I think I like to make things that invoke that emotion to other people. So that
there
way,
you go.
Like,
that's your
because I feel like that's the thing that it makes me want to do. Like, I want to like pass down the like feeling of that or anything. But
no,
to
I get it.
The escapism, like create that for someone else. You know,
that's kind of what we are. That's why we're like, we try to be chill, even though we're. Not always.
Yeah.
We try to be. We've probably said this a billion times. We're the mom and pop. Okay.
Yeah. We want to be the escapism.
Dom's mom. I'm pop.
Like I know today people are going to be kind of dramatic, and we're the place to go to when you don't want to feel those things. Essentially,
bro. I love being brain numb and not having to think about the things that cause me dread, and I think. Part of my brain has like shut off. I feel like I've been a different person lately. And that's why I even wanted to bring up the music thing. It's because when I listened to that music, I kind of stopped feeling doomy. I stopped feeling doomy and gloomy and like hopeless. And I was just like, damn, you know, this is just life. This is just how it is. Accept it. Be a big girl.
You know what, Emmy from that animated podcast?
Excuse me?
You need a soundtrack on life.
Peter the Griffin?
Yeah, there was an episode of Family Guy where Peter had a soundtrack for his life. I forget why he had
one. As in like background music?
Yeah, like he wished for it or something. I wish my life had a soundtrack.
That's kind of cool though. No.
Something
that,
like
that's
that.
A,
and
that's
then
a
like,
real thought.
Everything he did, it was like, and like when he stood up.
Everything. Maybe he should have been more specific. That's actually kind of funny. Imagine you're trying to take a shit. Was that a joke that they made? Did they make that joke?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
And you just hear a trumpet or a trombone. Plunk.
and then a crash.
Dude.
Oh my God.
You're trying to take a shower and there's flutes. There's like thousands of flutes playing for each drop.
Oh my God. Do you think there's like ambient music where like people who are further away just hear the drum beat like boop, 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 boop. And then when you get closer, like the trumpets come in. Boop, 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 boop,
what do you mean?
Boop,
for
boop,
who?
You know like how in games when they will like isolate some of the tracks to like build up suspense.
Yes.
It starts with the drums.
And yeah,
then the
but
guitar
for who?
Comes in.
For
anyone
you
walking,
or somebody?
For anyone who's like away from him. It's like a radius thing.
So they're hearing his sound?
Yeah, like they're hearing his sound muffled, but it's just the it.
So other people can hear his background music too, but it's only like coming out. It's like emitting from him.
Because the flutes wouldn't make sense if you weren't looking at his facial expression. but the like that all would make sense from outside, you know what I'm saying? That's essentially what I'm getting at here.
Oh, that's so stupid. I can think of 1,000 inappropriate things to ask about, but I'm not going to go there.
Birch, 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 birch. So that can be whatever you want
and
to apply.
And then the final.
I heard a drum solo in your bedroom at 3 a.m. What was that all about?
God, you couldn't get away with anything. You pick your nose and they're like playing a triangle. Or something.
You're late for work. Everyone knows because the trumpets are blaring.
Because you're running.
God.
You start gaining weight and then the trombone guy comes out.
Oh my God. Everything you do.
That's their way of calling you fat.
Every time you step on the scale.
And it's either like, burr, 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 or,
yep. Whatever emotion invokes, see, then it comes back to the feeling you get when music.
When you're mad, you got like an electric guitar. And you're like stomping because you're angry.
Dude, what's wrong with you? What makes you think there's something wrong with me, huh, punk? Dude, what the heck? Holy crap.
You're crying and it's playing sad violin.
See, like, there's a part of music that I think is powerful. It's almost it's almost like giving someone a key to you and it's just like trusting them with it. And it's actually just some stranger who's just going to talk about weird things like love and lust or like...
I love those things.
Trauma or something. I don't know. I don't.
I love songs that make me feel...
Don't inject those things into my brain and make
me... I love songs that make me feel more insane. I like clown music. Yeah, I really like circus-y, Showtime, carnival type music with a hint of like spooky and a little whimsy.
But that's like not lyrical.
Yeah, I like a lot of ambient music. I like just like atmosphere music.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's got those music videos that are in their head. Oh my God, that just reminded me.
Dude, like, I have a question.
Wait.
Okay.
I just said that reminded me. Then and go you're ahead, like, go I ahead. Have a question.
Go.
I mean, did you even have interest?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I used to unironically listen to Crazy Frog on my little MP3 player, I had a music video of like... some like OC or character racing around with like air roller skates, like just going really fast and extreme, and it was really cool and they were doing tricks and shit, you know, kind of like Sonic Riders but with roller skates. Anyone out there watch Air Gear? It was like that.
Do you even care that I listened to Phrase Crazy Frog? Do you even care that I thought about my OC running along to Crazy Frog in my head?
It wasn't with Crazy Frog.
Oh, they were Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog. I ignored the frog. I don't like his little wiener. It's canon.
You
he has
don't?
A canonical little wiener.
You don't
wiener
like
don't
Crazy
like
Frog? What?
No, he's weird. I like the gummy bear from a gummy bear song.
What does that sound like as vintage music, though?
What do you mean?
Things that are from like our childhood are becoming vintage.
You mean nostalgic, retro?
No, vintage as in old.
Okay, when I think vintage, I think of the 70s for some reason.
Well, that's probably because that was like the last era before you were born. Like,
I mean the 80s.
I mean the 80s meshed with the 90s. You've had a lot of familiarity because like mixtapes, things like CDs were like the new thing, but yeah. It was very similar. 90s. Like a lot of the culture was similar. There was not like there were still records in the 70s that were taking off. So that year felt the most different to what you have. So
what yeah, I'm what getting were you trying at, to say? What were you trying
what
to
I'm
say?
Getting at is Crazy Frog
okay.
is old.
Yeah.
What does that look like as old music?
Like, what are you asking, like, what the youngins yeah, think what, about what, Crazy
how does
Frog?
That feel like to you? Does that feel like, because techno and stuff, it was the cutting edge when we were kids. Like,
dude, I loved our idea of future, like Y2K type future.
Oh, we did not get that. That was the utopia pre 9/11.
It was so cool, though. Big, chunky technology with, like, smooth, sleek, just like future nature combined.
They kind of had style still. It's almost like they still cared that things looked nice.
Yeah, they did.
But now they care that things look more like
uniform.
Yeah, structured.
Boring.
They've even taken a lot of like color out of things, and it doesn't make sense because
everything's becoming more flat and boring and lifeless and soulless.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that, especially with logos and stuff. Like, I get the simplification of logos because you kind of need a way to like universally.
Yeah, but they're just
it.
Getting worse and uglier, like Patreon right. and PayPal and. Things I know. Keep changing their logos, and it's like you had something before.
One thing that I don't understand is how the hell is X and Jagex have like the same logo?
And there's not a problem.
And there's just, yeah, I actually got confused once.
Is it because Jagex?
They have
Jagex,
theirs first.
However you pronounce it. Is it because they're like international?
No, they just, the X. I don't know. They just use the X as their logo. I don't know. And then suddenly Twitter rebrands to X, and then the logo doesn't.
Yeah, it literally looks the same.
It looks
it's
close
like the
enough.
Same X.
Yeah, it's got like the little like padding in the middle too. Mm. It's just got these extra bevels. But the Jagex logo came first. Google it right now. Like you, those of you listening, just Google Jagex.
That X is very similar.
And compare that to the Twitter
it's
X.
Like the opposite. Do you see this? So because it has the big chunk in the middle, the thick one in the middle
yeah,
for
I know.
Twitter, and then Jagex has the thick ones on the outside.
That's what I'm saying. They even got like the little thickness.
Yeah. Old school RuneScape stuff is where it's at.
Yeah, I've been playing it still.
I know it. Yeah, when are they adding high. Sailing?
I don't know. They. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of surprised at the progress that they make with Old Skull, considering that it's, I don't know, it's an old game that's just been getting updates, and they update it like it's a like a AAA new game.
We
it's crazy.
Missed the Halloween event. What was it?
Oh, did we miss it?
I mean, unless it's still going, but it's November 6th now.
Yeah,
so.
Probably did.
No!
Oh, well. I mean, yeah, they always give out like the same stuff every year. It's all right.
Yeah, but I like getting free stuff, even in games that I don't even play.
Oh, my God. Anyway, guys, we kind of rambled on a lot in this episode, so please.
I hope it was interesting, at least.
Share this show with all of the people you know. And
tell your friends.
Make sure you engage on whatever platform you're watching on. And
tell them they might throw up if they look at us for too long, though.
We'll see you in the next episode.